Hey, 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 everybody. Welcome to Let's Talk Hair with Judy Carrasco, the Healthy Hair Speaker. I am coming to you guys today with my first podcast ever. I'm really excited and I'm willing to just give you guys great information. And I hope that this information can help you to understand what your hair is saying to you. So for our first episode, I am talking about what is your hair saying and are you listening? Did you know that your hair is a symbol of what's going on in your body? Did you know that your hair will oftentimes tell you, hey, I am lacking in this nutrient, or I am thirsty, I am shedding because I don't have enough protein or enough minerals or vitamins in me, so I need for you to do something. So our hair is a doorway that keeps us from just doing whatever to the hair or just using any kind of products. Your hair will tell you what product it likes. It'll tell you what foods actually enhance it. You have to understand to learn to listen to your hair. And I know it's difficult because a lot of times we're always on the go, but if you are someone that gets your hair styled on a regular basis at a salon, you need to make sure that your stylist, number one, is someone that is into hair care and that knows the difference between hydration and moisture. And we'll get into hydration and moisture a little bit later in our podcast. But if you would listen to your hair, I want you to tell or think about, what would your hair tell you? Is it telling you, I need water, I need nutrients and supplements, I need you to eat right for your blood type, I need you to sleep, because yes, lack of sleep can affect your hair? Is it telling you, please stop pulling on me with the braids, the weaves, the so-called protective styles that are pulling at your hair? Now, I'm not knocking people who are braiding and getting the weaves and the lace fronts, but let's think about this, ladies. If your hair is already weak because you're not getting the proper nutrition, because what you put on the inside of your body is going to reflect on the outside. So, for example, if you know chocolate is not really your friend and you go to eat it anyway, more than likely the next day you're going to wake up with a pimple somewhere on your face. That's because your body's telling you, there's too much of this going on into my body from the chocolate that you've eaten. So now I'm going to show you that I'm reacting to it. So your hair is the same way. If your hair is dull, more than likely you don't have a lot of omega-3s in your diet. So the omega-3s helps with the shine of the hair, and the hair will become dull. So if your hair is dull, it's telling you, hey, it's lacking in shine naturally. Even though you put oil sheen yesterday, it's still a little dry looking. More than likely it's because you have not been eating the proper foods that have omega-3s in it that will give the hair shine. Is your hair telling you, I can't take any more tension, I'm going to pop off? You ever see the little bulbs that come out, the little white bulbs on the ends? That's the bulb root. So that's telling you there's some tension going on the hair. So be careful with me. Is it telling you, I need more oxygen? It's dull, it's lifeless. Your hair is looking like it should literally, like if you literally put it in the sun, it's going to just catch on fire because it's so dry. Your hair is telling you, you need to exercise, you need hydration, you need moisture. So how do you know the difference between these if you're not going to a stylist that is practicing hair care? So luckily for you ladies who don't have a stylist that you can trust yet, I've actually written a book called Your Guide to Healthier Hair. It's the Your Hair is Your Glory series, and that's part one. And in this book, I talk about different things that you need to know as a consumer and what you need to look for when you are going to choose a salon. And that's chapter 7 in this book. I talk about how hair works in chapter 4. And in chapter 5, I also talk about your diet and your exercise. So let me read to you an excerpt from my book. This is from chapter 4, How Hair Works. And did you know, first and foremost, our hair growth and health is dependent upon many factors. But first, let's discuss the stages that make up the growing process of hair. Many people don't even realize that there's stages of hair growth. So number one stage is the anagen stage. It's an active growing stage. You ever feel like, man, my hair is just growing, growing, growing? Well, you're in that stage where the hair just starts growing rapidly, and it grows about half an inch per month on average. So when you're in that stage, your hair growth stage can last anywhere from 2 to 7 years. So you'll see for a long time, my hair is just growing, growing, growing. And then you get into the second stage, which is the Canagen stage. And that stage is a transitional stage where the hair will stop growing for a few weeks. And then that's the stage where you feel like your hair is not growing and it's not doing anything. But truly, it's in standstill, so that way it can prepare for the last and final stage, which is the Telogen stage. This Telogen stage literally is a woman's nightmare because the hair bulb is no longer rooted in the hair, in the scalp anymore. And that's where this hair starts to fall out. So it's about 3 to 4 months of length that this stage has to work with. So about 3 to 4 months of growing, that length of hair starts to shed right out. Why is it terrifying? Because a lot of women don't know what's going on. You know, they're thinking like, you know, maybe I'm sick. And that could be, it could be a signal that, hey, something's going on in the body. But you have to understand too, there's also stages of the hair. And the only way you would know that is if you do a consultation with a hair care professional. So basically, this happens because the hair is rejuvenated and it's recharging itself to start the cycle over and over again. So remember, there's many factors that can affect hair growth and health, as I mentioned to you ladies before. And there's different things that your hair is saying to you that you have to understand the language. For example, if you're on heavy medications, your hair is telling you, this medication, though it's supposed to be treating your depression, it's also suppressing the blood flow to the follicles, for example. And that's just an example. So I'm not getting enough oxygen. So now I'm going to just slowly die. Basically, I'm going to slowly just die out, and I am going to just close off so that way you can see that I'm falling out. Okay. There's different diseases that can attack and affect your hair growth. Poor diet. Also, genetics and lack of exercise. Did you know also too that the environment that you live in will also cause for your hair to look dull? Your hair can be dried out from the atmosphere. Your hair can definitely frizz up because of the humidity. And then on top of that, your hair can be dull and just dehydrated and feel very, very weak because of just the elements that are in your atmosphere. And if you're in an area where there's a lot of spraying going on, there's a lot of chemtrails, guess what? That stuff, when you're outside, it sits right on your scalp and hair. It sits on your skin. So your hair is absorbing this thing. So it's not a surprise that your hair can now start to be dehydrated. Your hair can start looking dull. It can start feeling very rough. So it's very important to listen to what your hair is saying. And I hope that this introduction to this podcast will start giving you a light bulb will start going off, and that it will start helping you to understand that, you know, my hair is my glory. My hair is the doorway that shows what's going on in my body. So I need to take care of my body, and then I also need to care for my hair because it's going to show no matter what. So some of the topics that we're going to be talking about, ladies, is healthy hair. What does it look like? We're going to be talking about lotions and potions and why your hair won't grow. We're going to be talking about what your hair needs to flourish. We're going to talk about maintenance products. We're going to be talking about ingredients. We're going to talk about what's the proper balance. We're going to talk about also your sleep routine, because yes, sleep is vital for your hair growth. We're also going to be talking about different styles you can do in order to truly protect your hair, because a lot of these protective styles aren't protecting, but they're actually causing more damage to the hair. Also, ladies, I want to invite you guys, if you have not been following me on Instagram, go ahead and follow my personal page, which is P31_artistry. That's P31ARTISTRY on Instagram. And my salon is P31 Studios, STUDIOS on Instagram as well. On Facebook, I am Judy, the Healthy Hair Speaker on Facebook, where you can definitely follow some of my lives and see some of you know, the education that I give to my viewers. So I absolutely love everything that I'm doing. I love the fact that I can educate you on a platform when you could be in your car listening, you could be, you know, at home listening. So I invite you to invite your friends and your girlfriends and family members to join us so that way they can get some education. If you are in the Florida area, in the Palm Beach County area, I invite you to come into the salon so that way you can get a consultation so we can get your hair on track and see what's going on. And then also too, I want to let you guys know about my website. On my website, you'll find all kinds of resources from my book to a online class that I have on my website. You'll also find products that can help with maintenance, and every product that I retail, I make sure that I can stand behind it, that it's something that I truly know that's going to do what it says is going to do. I do not promote anything that's going to cause any damage to the hair or not give you the results that you're looking for. But above all things, connect with me. You can sign up for my newsletter on my website. And also to remember, you know, your hair is going to talk to you. Your hair is speaking to you, but are you listening? It's your girl, Judy Carrasco, the Healthy Hair Speaker. I am a beauty expert, author, speaker, educator, and certified hair loss practitioner. I live in sunny South Florida with my husband, Giovanni, and my son, Malachi. And I've been in the industry for 13 years now. I have my salon now for a year and about 5 months. So I'm really excited about that. And I'm excited to see what, you know, is going to happen in the future and how I'm going to impact lives through this podcast. So I thank you ladies for joining me. And if there is something that you are concerned about with your hair, if there's a topic you would like for me to speak about that I did not list, go ahead and you can email me at p31artistry@gmail.com. That's p31artistry@gmail.com. So we can definitely answer any question that you might have, and it could be something that someone else might be in need of help with. And, you know, like they say, there's no stupid question. So don't feel like, you know, let me not ask this question because maybe, you know, it won't be a good topic. But listen, if it's something that you're concerned with and something that you just want to ask a question, feel free to email me, and I promise I will get back with you, and I promise that I will actually do a podcast topic on that, because you may not be the only one who wants that. So I want to thank you guys for joining me. I want to thank you guys for taking your time to listening to my podcast. This one was a little short one because I just wanted to come in and introduce myself and let you ladies know who I am and what problems I solve and how I can help you with the proper solutions. So once again, it's your girl, Judy Carrasco, the Healthy Hair Speaker, coming to you live with the Let's Talk Hair podcast. Have a wonderful and prosperous rest of your week.